Amen. So glad that you're all here with us today. The scripture reading that I've chosen, it's on the screen there, is Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 27. Seems short, and it is, but there's a lot of things I want to draw out from that if we can this evening. Be sure to mark song 319. That'll be our invitation song after the lesson in a little bit. Let me go ahead. Well, no, that'll be fine. All right. So, Ezekiel chapter 7, the story of Ezekiel, we see overall, Ezekiel is about the Israel in bondage, Israel in the Babylonian captivity. They are they this Ezekiel is in this particular area, and he is prophesying to the people here about what is going to happen and the things, and he does some pretty odd things. If you read through it, he does some pretty odd things. In chapter 5, he shaves his beard and cuts it in half and starts doing different things to him, and it's some very odd things. But they are odd things from our perspective, but they help to prove a point that he's making. He's doing object lessons, is what we might call it from a teaching perspective. And here in verse 27, we see one of the things that he says here, and I want to focus on that and try to apply it for us as well. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the common people will tremble. I will do to them according to their way, and according to what they deserve, I will judge them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. That's certainly a chilling thought, is it not? For every one of us, I can only imagine what one might think if the Lord were to tell you, according to what you deserve, I will judge you. It's a scary thought. We know our past. We know the things that we've done. We know, ideally anyway, we should know what is wrong and what is right. And we know the things that we've done wrong. And we know the penalty for those things. And we know that if we are covered by the blood of Christ, if we are in Christ and part of His a part of His body, then we know that we are not going to get according to what we deserve. But what if he told you directly that you will? I too will mourn. I will be clothed with desolation. The hands of the common people will tremble. I can only imagine that feeling. And I thank God that we're not judged according to what we deserve. I thank God that the person who took that penalty for us loved us so much that he was willing to die for us. He was willing to pay that penalty. He was judged not according to what he deserved, but according to what we deserve. When we look and we consider, at least look in our mind's eye at Jesus on the cross and think about what he went through. We talked about this a little bit last Sunday morning, but it's something we should always think about, particularly when we take the Lord's Supper. When we think about what Jesus did for us, think about the looking at him, looking up at him and seeing his body bleeding and broken, and so much so that you can see his bones. No doubt he was crying up there, laboring to breathe. The nails that were in his wrists holding him up, and if you're familiar on the cross, you can breathe in, but you can't breathe out, not easily. And so the splinters on the cross are there, and they're digging into his wounds and his back as he's trying to push himself up to breathe. He did that for us. He was willing to go to those lengths so that our sins could be forgiven, so that we could be shown the grace of God, so that we could be shown mercy. You know, one of the Psalms, 130-something, I always forget which one, a constant refrain, His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. And it, certainly, if we are covered in the blood of Christ, that is certainly true. But these people, they pushed God to the breaking point. They realized that what they should realize is that they should now mourn. And we should mourn too. James 4, I think around verse 6 or 7, lament, mourn, and weep because of the sins that you've done. And we should. And Jesus tells us that blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. When we are sad for the sorrowful for the things that we've done, for the sin that we've committed, knowing that we deserve damnation, hell and damnation, we deserve that. But because of Jesus and because of what he's done, we're not going to get that. We are not going to get what we deserve. That's amazing. That's amazing. But if you're not in Christ, I'm sorry to say that you will get what you deserve. I'm sorry to say that you're not going to make it. Our brother Will T, he was a man who was a faithful gospel preacher. And I met him a couple times, but I didn't really know him very well. But what I will say is that being such a faithful man to God, we know that he's not going to get what he deserves. And if you want to be blessed in that way, if you want to have access to his grace, to his mercy, you know, the scriptures tell us in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, that his grace has appeared to all men, teaching us to avoid so many things that we should avoid. And so the grace of God teaches us. If you want to be taught the grace of God through the scriptures, you have that opportunity. We can help you understand that so that you know what you need to do to be saved. And some of the things that we know we need to do, we've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That is the central thing that we must do. And if we believe, we're going to do what he says to be saved. And that's going to be to repent of our sins, to turn away. Otherwise, if we don't repent, we will suffer the same fate as many of those Israelites that were prophesied, that Ezekiel prophesied about. We've got to repent. Then we've got to confess his name and be baptized for the remission of our sins so that we can have access to his blood and to the saving power of his blood, that our sins, amazingly enough, can be washed away. Ananias said in Acts chapter 22, verse 16, and now why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So I encourage you, if you need to do that, I know that we are separated by some distance, but if you're local, we will make it happen. We will make sure that you have access to someone who can baptize you. And if you're not local, we will do our best to find someone who can baptize you. If you have any other need, if you need to make things right with God, and you aren't quite where you need to be, then please let us know that. And the instructions for how to do that will be on the screen very shortly. So please let us know these things as we sing this song.